Next patient is Mark Stevenson. That is Mark, M-A-R-K. Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, Stevenson. Date of birth, 12/23/57. Date of visit, 8/5/25. Please make copy 4. David Carpenter, M.D. C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R, David Carpenter, M.D. Next paragraph, dear David, thank you for sending Mark Stevenson for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of persistent cough and asthma. Next, his present illness. This is a 67-year-old male who went for a upper endoscopy last week, and apparently had episodes of coughing during and after the procedure. The patient was advised to use an inhaler, and he has been using a Flovent inhaler, 2 puffs twice a day, with some relief. The patient, however, has some coughing spells and shortness of breath with exertion and mild wheezing, but denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. He has not had any recent chest x-ray. The the patient denied any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of dupuytren's contracture, left hand with surgery, and a history of bunion surgery is on his foot. Also has had hypertension for more than 10 years and has hyperlipidemia. He has depression and gout. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking but was exposed to secondhand smoke for many years. Alcohol use moderate. Next, family history. Father died of suicide. Mother died of cancer of the blood. Next, paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No vertigo, but has hoarseness. There's no cataracts. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. And does have hay fever and asthmatic symptoms with cough. He also has had wheezing and shortness of breath with activity. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no black stools, diarrhea, or constipation, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety, he has some depression. Denies easy bruising. He has joint pains. And he has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, the med list, lisinopril 20-25 milligrams daily. Acetylopram 5 milligrams daily, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, Flovent HFA 220 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse 100, respiration 22, tension 98.5. Weight is 190, saturation 97. HE Indian, non-Hispanic people, so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the scattered visas throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Or the absence of regular arsenal and S2, no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, small sun sack. Extremities. No edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. And number 4 is depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, BMPIGE level. Also get a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT with bronchodilators. He was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. He will stop using the Flovent inhaler at this time. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. David Carpenter, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.